7 Ways to Improve Social Media Presence for Startup. Have you been bootstrapping your startup business in its development phase? Regardless of whatever your business is, you should have a strong social media presence. As you know that social media has become an essential platform for marketing purposes. That is also the reason why most of the startup organizations rely on social media platforms for their marketing needs. However, there is already quite a competition on social media platforms, including which there are also a few pitfalls and hurdles on the path of social media marketing which doesn't seem to be avoided. If you want to enhance the potential of your social media marketing for your startup business, then here are shown some methods which you can check. Reasons why your business needs strong social media presence. Plan your strategies before. Before setting out a foot on social media platforms, you need to make sure that you have proper plans to reach your business goals. Keep your target audience in mind and set the tone of your social media content accordingly. Experimenting with new ideas can also be a part of your marketing strategy. Nowadays, most of the companies want their own brand to stand out in social media. It depends on you, how smartly you can plan your marketing strategies and implement them in your social media campaign to claim benefits for your business. Pick the right social media channel. Many brands try to focus their campaign on social media platforms like Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube for their marketing needs. Do you know the reason why? Obviously, marketers want to target social media, which have more audience. But that doesn't mean that you can't benefit from having a good presence on other social media platforms. Indeed, people are growing their interest at other social media platforms also. For example, you might know that 81% of the Pinterest users are female. Most of the women are interested in niche related to cooking, designing, art, creativity, etc. You can easily search pins related to these niches, like you can find many pins related to recipes and cooking. However, if you are looking for gin recipes, comparably there are fewer boards to pin on Pinterest. Even though platforms like Facebook, Instagram, Twitter and YouTube have more number of users compared to other social media platforms, still, there is also tremendous competition on such platforms, which can't be avoidable. Instead, you can work on other social media channels like Pinterest, Tumblr, LinkedIn, Reddit and target your potential audience to gain better engagement. Interaction with audience. Have you seen a faceless social media profile without any personality? I have seen a lot of those and won't suggest you do the same. In today's world, people want to interact with someone who is more transparent about their nature. It's okay to be a bit more open with the audience, while you can also crack some jokes and gags in your content to enhance interaction with the audience. Nowadays, most of the marketers and influencers show their real faces on social media. Whether it's about designing, modeling or office work, they are becoming more expressive on social media. Relate with audience. Most of the social media influencers note the fact that having 100 engaging followers is much better than having 10,000 followers who ignore your content. Even though counting of followers does matter up to some extent, but it won't be stable for a long time until you create engaging content for your audience. You shouldn't avoid the term social out of your social media campaign. The most wonderful thing about social media is that you can easily interact with your audience to build up your relationship. Create an editorial calendar. Consistency is the key to success, while it also seems to be true for social media marketing. If you want to grow your social media followers, you need to post your content regularly. However, it became an old trick, as marketers have come up with social media automation to schedule posts on social media. Nowadays, marketers are making use of social media automation to juggle multiple social media channels at the same time. Many of the brands rely on automation tool like Gramboard, Sysinator, Buffer, Later, etc. for scheduling their posts on social media. While gaining more out of such tools, you need to schedule posts according to the engagement of the audience. In such a case, you can build an editorial calendar which indicates the timing of posts on social media and schedule your posts according to the editorial calendar. That way, you could be able to bring more engagement on your social media content. Focus on helping more than selling. Social selling is indeed becoming very popular, while you might rarely see any hard selling adverts on social media. Sure, there are times when you can be a bit more pushy to your followers and offer them deals which they can't reject. However, What's more important is how you respond to your followers' request. If you are hearing their problems and helping them, it might also help you with growing your sales conversion. Multiple social media accounts. Nowadays, it is no secret anymore that advertisers are using multiple accounts for social media marketing. With a single account, you can have a limited reach. While there are many limitations on every social media channel which restrict your path for gaining more views, likes and followers, but now you can make use of social media automation tools like Subsignature, which allows you to manage multiple accounts from the same place. Still, there are certain hurdles as you can only create a limited number of social media accounts using an IP address. However, using private proxies you can create multiple social media accounts. While you can also use the proxy managing feature of Subsignature, using which you can manage multiple social media accounts with different proxies. How to use Subsignature Proxy Manager. After logging into the dashboard page of Subsignature, by default it will show you the Account Manager module. You need to switch to the Proxy Manager module, as shown in the image. Here, just below the title bar, you have the option Add Proxy. Click on that. The pop-up will open, where you need to fill in the proxy details. You need to add a group name, proxy address, private IP proxy port, username and password, and save it. Now your proxy was successfully added. You can add the number of accounts you want to add per proxy. Under the Social Profile section, you have the option to check or add the social network currently assigned for proxy. You can also assign multiple accounts for a single proxy. There you also have Add button. Clicking on that, you can choose the other accounts which you want to add on that proxy. From here you can add and remove as many accounts you want to add for that particular proxy. There you also have the option to delete proxy which you don't want anymore. Here you also have the option to verify the status of the selected proxy which shows that proxy is currently working or not. If it's working, you can also check the response time. Beside that, you have the option to update your proxy. Clicking on that, you can update your proxy. You can also add several proxies at the same time. For that, you need to click on the Import Proxies button. But before that, there you have three different types of format. Depending on your preferences, you can select the type you want. If you have further queries regarding how to use Proxy Manager of Subsignature, you can check the video shown here. Wrapping words, after going through the above paras, we can conclude to say that these points can really help you to enhance your presence on social media. While you should pay attention to these tips, which might also help you to promote your brand on social media, try to make sure to take the best advantage to explore the potential of social media marketing. And if you have any further queries, you can share with us in the comments.